This is the Speak English with Tiffany podcast with Teacher Tiffany, session number 21. If you would like to read the transcript that goes along with this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode21. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, where you will learn English vocabulary, expressions, idioms, and much more. This podcast will take your English ability to the next level and help you to be more confident and more fluent when you speak English. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey everyone, I'm Teacher Tiffany, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. In today's lesson, we are going to listen to one English dialogue and learn two new English vocabulary words. Okay, let's begin with the dialogue. Last night, I watched the news about a devious politician. The news reporter said that he had been stealing money from his people and even lying about projects he was supposed to be starting. But when he was asked about the accusations, he said that he had never done anything wrong. He continued to say over and over again that he was a devout Christian. Again. Last night, I watched the news about a devious politician. The news reporter said that he had been stealing money from his people and even lying about projects he was supposed to be starting. But when he was asked about the accusations, he said that he had never done anything wrong. He continued to say over and over again that he was a devout Christian. Okay, great. Now let's go over the two new vocabulary words that were in the dialogue. The first vocabulary word was devious. Devious. Now repeat after me. Devious. Devious. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. Devious. Devious. This vocabulary word means to show a skillful use of underhanded tactics to achieve goals. So let's look at five examples using this vocabulary word. The first example is, she found out about his devious plans. Once again, this time repeat after me. She found out about his devious plans. Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. She found out about his devious plans. The second example is, they expected him to do something devious. Once again, this time repeat after me. They expected him to do something devious. Now, the last time at a regular pace. They expected him to do something devious. The third example is, they could not uncover the devious plot. Once again, this time repeat after me. They could not uncover the devious plot. Now, the last time at a regular pace. They could not uncover the devious plot. The fourth example is, the little girl gave me a devious grin. Once again, this time repeat after me. The little girl gave me a devious grin. Now, the last time at a regular pace. The little girl gave me a devious grin. The fifth example is, Carla had devious motives for inviting her rival to her birthday party. Once again, this time repeat after me. Carla had devious motives for inviting her rival to her birthday party. Now, the last time at a regular pace. Carla had devious motives for inviting her rival to her birthday party. Okay, good deal. Now, let's go over the second vocabulary word that was in the dialogue. The second vocabulary word was devout. Devout. Now, repeat after me. Devout. Devout. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. Devout. Devout. This vocabulary word means to have or show deep religious feeling or commitment. So let's look at five examples using this vocabulary word. The first example is, I am a devout Christian. Once again, this time repeat after me. I am a devout Christian. Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. I am a devout Christian. All right, the second example is, he was a very devout Christian. Once again, this time repeat after me. He was a very devout Christian. Now, the last time at a regular pace, he was a very devout Christian. All right, the third example is, she is a devout Buddhist. Once again, this time repeat after me. She is a devout Buddhist. Now, the last time at a regular pace, she is a devout Buddhist. The fourth example is, the devout woman prayed daily. Once again, this time repeat after me. The devout woman prayed daily. Now, the last time at a regular pace, the devout woman prayed daily. The fifth example is, when he was young, he was a devout Jew. Once again, this time repeat after me. When he was young, he was a devout Jew. Now, the last time at a regular pace. When he was young, he was a devout Jew. Okay, now let's listen to the original dialogue again and see if you can recognize the two English vocabulary words. Last night, I watched the news about a devious politician. The news reporter said that he had been stealing money from his people and even lying about projects he was supposed to be starting. But when he was asked about the accusations, he said that he had never done anything wrong. He continued to say over and over again that he was a devout Christian. Did you hear them this time? Great. Excellent job. You now know two new English vocabulary words. Number one, devious. And number two, devout. These vocabulary words will help you speak English clearly, fluently, and confidently. So try to use these vocabulary words at least one time today. Remember, if you want to see the transcript for this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode21. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.